things are gone.
Good morning. It is now 9:10 a.m. We are here today, January 28, 2015, in the OPA Hearing Room, Suite 907 of the DNA Building in Hagania, Guam, for the formal hearing of OPA PA 14-011 and 14-012, Morco Equipment LLC versus General Services Agency. Presiding over the hearing today are Hearing Officer Delia S.L. Wolf and Public Auditor Doris Forrest Brooks. For the record, also present from the Office of Public Accountability are Yuka Hechinova and Jarek Hernandez. Will appellant Morco Equipment please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Kevin Fowler, counsel for Morco.
Alan Morrison, president of Morco Equipment.
Thank you. Will purchasing agency GSA please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Good morning, my name is Shannon Titano. I'm an assistant AG with the Attorney General's Office, and I have with me Anita Cruz. She's the buyer supervisor with GSA.
Thank you. There were no third interested parties who filed for this appeal. We may begin.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Before we begin, just want to confirm that the procurement in this matter has been stayed.
Yes, it has.
Okay. And the stay remains?
Yes, it does.
Okay. Before proceeding to a formal hearing, we wanted the parties to brief a couple of issues. And so we're not proceeding on the hearing today, and we would like to continue that till February 11 at 9 a.m. Parties are to brief two issues. GSA has raised in its formal brief that the procurement appeal by Morco is untimely and unripe. And we would like that to be briefed more, especially by Morco. In that brief, we would like to know when Morco received notice of the appeal in 09, and that's OPA PA 14-009. And when Morco received notice of the settlement agreement that was being prepared by Triple J and GSA. The second issue is parties need to explore what is the authority of a public auditor to set aside settlement agreements which resolve protests or appeals, including those agreements reached pursuant to 5 GCA section 5425. Okay, included in that issue is, what is the authority of the OPA to set aside settlement agreements where an interested party is not a party to that settlement agreement? The briefs are due next week, Monday, February 2, and responses to the other party's brief. Those responses are due Thursday, February 5. And again, the hearing in this matter is now scheduled for February 11 at 9 a.m.
So I have a question.
Yes.
The hearing on February 11, would that be based on the briefs that we are to provide to the OPA or the hearing on the merits of the protest?
It would be the hearing on the merits.
Okay.
We may also request that the parties argue their briefs.
Okay.
Mr. Fowler?
Yes, thank you. I believe the second issue you mentioned was the authority of the OPA to set aside settlement agreements that resolve protests or appeals, particularly under 5GCA section, and I missed that.
Including under 5GCA section 5425.
Which is the authority of the procurement officer to resolve disputes. That's the authority of the procurement officer. Chief procurement officer for the agency. So in this case, it would be GSA. I forgot, I noticed, what's your name again? I'm sorry.
Good morning, Madam Auditor. Matt Kane, I'm just observing as a member of the public.
As the public, yeah, because Triple J has not entered. Were you here for Triple J or no?
I am just observing the proceedings today.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, any other questions?
Yes, just one. On the first issue, when Morico received notice of the appeal in OPA whatever 009, that's the Triple J appeal, right?
Yes.
Okay. No other questions?
It is now 9:17 a.m. We are dismissed for this hearing.
Thank you very much.